doesn't like the thought of men sucking dick. He said the thought of that makes him bloody sick. Thoughtless Mick, he doesn't understand. So I must put him right before he gets out of hand. Let's see what he has to say about these pair of nice enoughs. He sees a pair of sweet cheeks walking down the street. Then he's out with his mouth, he shouts and shrieks. You pair of fucking sausage smokers, you fucking pair of freaks. Freaks. Fomos, Fomos, fudge packers, you pair of fucking oofs. Chocolate stabbers, fudge nudgers, ass bandits, dice. I'm fucking fed up with the camp fucking lies. Uphill gardeners taking it up the rear. I'm bloody fed up with the bumhole engineers. Why do you have to think about what they fucking do? Just let them get on with it, it's nothing to do with you. But still he rambled on and rattled off the list of names. I'm not taking the piss, but when he listed the list, I struggled not to giggle, cause it went like this. I struggled not to giggle, cause it went like this. Iron hooves, horses' hooves, anal astronauts, poo packers, chutney farmers, yeah, there's fucking more. Pillow biters, shirt lifters, happy hemorrhoids, hitmen, rector rangers, marmite mashers, fucking semen demons with mirrors on their ceilings. Ring raiders, skid pipe plumbers, poofs and poofters too. Mick, will you take heed when I say here's to you? Mick, it's not their fault they happen to be this way. It's the chemistry they're born with that makes them that way. They've just been disowned by their own bloody parents. I heard one on the phone that makes me angry when parents don't understand. It's their genetic makeup, so blame your dad.